on to Prendeville now.
0818-104-106.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
All right, keep those texts coming. Just turned off into my house, Mallow Road, heading to Cork directions at a standstill from Mallow and heading into Cork. We're travelling at 10 kilometres an hour, only passing Douglas now, left Ballincollig at 8 this morning. We're travelling at 12 kilometres an hour on the Kinsale Road flyover heading towards Mahon. Come back to me, anybody that's stuck on that area, as in you're stuck because of tailbacks or because of the convoy, because it's not really showing up on maps at this stage. So you're my eyes and ears. Most stayed home like I did to work from home, or we left extra early to get around it. Another person says, I'm in my mid-70s going through cancer treatment. Are these people who are blocking the roads aware of what they're doing to the likes of me? I have chemo today and I have to leave an hour early to get to my appointment. On top of that, there are 3 chemo deliveries between the Mercy and the Lee Road today, and that now is disrupted. There are also people heading to get bloods and blood tests done today with a view to starting their chemo tomorrow. These people, these protesters, this convoy has a lot to answer for. Let me put that point, actually, from that texter through mid-70s going through cancer treatment to Michael Collins, TD, leader of Independent Ireland, who are backing the convoy and the protest. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Your thoughts, say, for instance, on those that are being disrupted or discommoded, that man going through chemo, for example.
Yeah, in fairness, that's an upsetting story. But, you know, this is action that had to be taken, Neil. Certainly, there isn't anybody out in that protest this morning. There's huge numbers throughout the Cork County that are there just for to cause disruption. They're there to send a message. And that poor gentleman is after getting caught up in it. That's why they didn't want to make a start until 9:01, until people got to work and got to the places that they had to. And there's still, areas, roads being kept open so that emergencies get through. But there is a situation, and there is a crisis in the country, and some of these businesses will have grinded to a halt in the next week or two completely if they ain't going to sit up, and if the government don't sit up and watch and listen and see what is happening on the ground at this present time.
That's right across the spectrum, isn't it? Hauliers, farmers, fishermen, couriers, van drivers, trucks, people's cars.
Yes. Bus operators, the whole lot, the construction industry, the whole, we have a massive crisis, and I think the government missed a massive opportunity a couple of weeks ago in tackling that and really sending a clear message that they wanted to continue businesses in this country and make sure the green diesel, make sure the white diesel, make sure that there was at least some appropriate action taken, and they missed a massive opportunity there.
And what was the opportunity, Michael? Was it to cap the fuel prices? Was it to get rid of the tax, the excise, and the VAT?
Well, I suppose first of all, you have to start somewhere. Like, you look at the carbon tax, it's a massive, massive problem in this country, and just started many years ago. And I always believed it was a tax gathering scam. So you have carbon, you have NORA, you have VAT, you have tax, you have every kind of tax up on top of it. And while the government has turned around and say, well, we did a lot more than Europe, we're taxing people out of all reasons more than anyone in Europe or across the world in relation to fuel. 60-65% tax. So the ordinary hard-working men and women, the retired person that's driving, this crucifixion of taxes up on their back, no matter what they do with the fuels. The green diesel was dropped by, was it 2-3 cents or something? That was sending a very, very bad message out there to people that are working hard, that are bringing food to the table. So the hauliers here, he's caught. Some got a rebate, more didn't, if you're taking cattle to the market and stuff like that, you weren't going to get the rebate. Yeah. So you see, some getting it, some not getting it, and that's led to major issues with a lot of people out there that are really crucified at this time, Neil.
It didn't, I mean, at the time it was 250 million support package that was given with regards to, you know, reductions in petrol and diesel and what have you. Nothing for home heating oil, which was appalling. But over the space of a week, all of that was gobbled up again because prices just crept back up again. So it was kind of like a wasted effort, really, wasn't it? It just, we're back now at 196 for petrol and 220 for diesel again.
Unfortunately, we were, and I think that the government missed that opportunity. They should have known, you know, unfortunately, this war is not something that's going to start today and in tomorrow. And these measures, they could have cut. And then, as soon as the war ends, please God, a very soon date, we hope, then maybe re-enter these taxes again, even though I have serious concerns about quite a lot of them. But to be honest with you, Neil, there's a long-term issue here too. In 2022, I raised about the Barry oil field. We have our own fuel off our own coast, and we refused to bring it in because that time Eamon Ryan said no, and he wagged the tail, and Micheál Martin said yes. And again, I asked him in 2026, yeah, 3 weeks ago, yes, about the very same Barry oil field, and I got this time because Van der Leyen is telling him not to do it. But the world needs fossil fuel, whether we like it or not, and we will have renewable energy coming, and it will come in time, but it hasn't.
We could be a lot more self-sufficient, we would. And what do you know of the convoys and the protests this morning? Is anybody feeding you information as to how it's going?
There is. So Skibbereen, there's a huge turnout in Bandon. Up to 200 vehicles between lorries, vans, tractors and all sorts of coaches and builders out there with their vans. So there's a huge convoy there, and also in Skibbereen there's a large convoy in Skibbereen, there's a huge convoy in Macroom. So they're trying to link up with each other, like, and like obviously each area is going to make their own decisions as to what, like, you know, where they go and yeah, how far they go, because they are conscious of the gentleman who spoke there a while ago, are sent a message to see a while ago. They are conscious of that type of scenario, that situation. These are already good, decent people. They're hardworking people. All they want is a fair chance to survive. And they're not going to survive if the government isn't going to step up and step in here immediately.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know where people in Skibbereen and a convoy will end up. Do you, or Bandon for that matter, or Macroom, or Middleton, or Carrigaline? Where is the end game for them all?
Well, for, I suppose, quite a lot of them near to the city, they will be heading to the city. But I suppose, okay, in a situation where if you're in Skibbereen by tractor, trying to get to Cork City is not going to be a runner.
Okay, so your Ballincollig, your Little Islands, Watergrass Hill, Glanmire, Southring Road, Carrigaline will end up in the city, you figure?
That's the intention, okay, and the intention was to take it to the Jack Lynch Tunnel. That was my looking at it yesterday during the day. And again, they're going to try and do their best to make sure they're working very close with the guards. It's a peaceful protest, so they're making sure that people will get through, that need to get through, but they're certainly trying to send a message at the same time. And this is only the beginning, Neil. So, like, if this is not going to work, and if the government is going to wake up and accept that tens of thousands all over the country have decided to take a day off, unfortunately, forced on them, self-employed in particular, that are in a desperate situation. If they're not going to wake up, we're going to be left in a dreadful situation before the end of this week with further protests.
But the doll isn't sitting. It's the Easter break. Is it bad timing?
Well, it's unfortunate timing. I accept that. I'm back in the dog myself. I left West Cork this morning because I was asked to speak at one of those protests in the GPO trade club today on behalf as leader of Independent Ireland, and I will on behalf of the country, and try and send a very clear message to the government to wake up and sit up here, because next week the dog is sitting and people will come and they will block Dublin and they will cause a ferocious situation where they're being forced into it. They're not doing this for to pass away the day. They're doing this to send a message. I've been meeting and talking to people. Their businesses are closing down. They can't pay, like a farmer, he's paying $300-$400 a day extra for fuel now. Where's that money going to go? Where's that money going to go? Yeah. Back to the contractors, passing on to the farmer. Farmer has to pass it on to someone else, and the money isn't there. People haven't got the money.
Okay, let me go back to the calls. Appreciate it, Michael. Thank you so much. Michael Collins, TD, leader of Independent Ireland.